I want to begin by asking you a question. How well have you been sleeping during the pandemic? Have you had a hard time falling asleep? Or do you drift off just fine? I've noticed a difference myself. Before the pandemic, I don't recall ever having an entirely sleepless night. But I've had multiple in the last few months. Even though I sleep all right sometimes, there are other nights when all kinds of things keep running through my mind and I just can't settle. I'm not particularly worried about the virus itself, but COVID-19 has affected all of us in all kinds of ways. I know people who have lost friends or family who got sick. I know others who have lost their jobs. I know people who have gotten extremely lonely during quarantine or just from the general loss of social interactions. I know people whose lives have become much more difficult with how the pandemic has affected their home life, work life, or school life. Students and teachers alike have had struggles with both online classes and in-person school in a new format. Many of us miss church and miss seeing friends more regularly. We sense a ton of stress and anxiety around us anytime we are out in public. We are all in the same boat. The whole world is impacted by this storm, the COVID-19 pandemic. So how have you been sleeping in the middle of this storm? In Mark 4:35-41, we find Jesus asleep during a storm. And I invite you to listen carefully as I read the story from Holy Scripture. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this story that gives us a picture of who you are. We ask that you speak to us today and shape us into people of faith. Amen. So Jesus invites his disciples to cross the Sea of Galilee in a boat. But somewhere along the way, a massive storm comes up and nearly sinks the boat. It's not clear whether Jesus fell asleep before the storm came or after. Either way, it's astonishing. Have you ever been on a boat that was even just rocking back and forth a little bit? It can be unsettling. I don't get seasick myself, but I think I would have a hard time sleeping on a boat on the best of days. I can't imagine sleeping on a boat that is being pummeled by wind and waves and almost sinking. There's a famous painting of this scene by Rembrandt. He imagines what the different disciples may have been doing in the boat during the storm while Jesus was asleep. In the painting, some of the disciples are frantically working to fix the sails. Another disciple is hanging on to a wire for dear life as he is being pounded by a wave. While most of the disciples look afraid, one in particular is crouched over and trembling with fear. One disciple looks like he is about to throw up over the side of the boat. Another disciple is off by himself, just wanting to be alone. One disciple is close to Jesus, but not looking at him. Instead, he seems to be looking for help somewhere else. One disciple is at the helm, trying to steer the boat through the storm. Another is kneeling at Jesus' feet. And of course, there are a couple disciples waking up Jesus and getting angry at him. So where are you in that picture? What are you doing in this storm that the world is in right now? Have you gotten into fix-it mode? Are you trying to steer the ship? Are you just barely hanging on? Are you getting sick? Are you crouching in fear? Are you isolating yourself? Are you looking for help somewhere else apart from Jesus? Are you kneeling before Jesus? Are you getting angry at Jesus? God can handle whatever we feel and whatever we find ourselves doing. So I invite you to be honest with yourself and honest with God about where you are at right now. I still find it baffling that Jesus could be asleep during a storm. On the one hand, this shows his humanity. Jesus is fully human. He gets sleepy like all the rest of us. However, who else can sleep during a storm? It's unusual. The picture of Jesus asleep in the midst of the storm seems to show his ultimate trust in God the Father, his union with the Father. Jesus can sleep because he knows that his Father in heaven loves him and is with him. One thing Jesus said at another time is, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." Jesus teaches us the way of resting because we can trust in the God who loves us. But as Jesus is snuggled on a pillow, some angry disciples abruptly wake him up and say, "Don't you care if we drown?" Doesn't he care? That's an insult. How could they not think he cares? Of course he cares. How would you respond if someone woke you up and insulted you? Well, Jesus doesn't get defensive, and he doesn't start to worry about the storm. He just gets up and says to the storm, "Shh, zip it." He presses the mute button on the wind. The wind suddenly stops, and everything becomes calm. At this point, the disciples go from one kind of fear to another. At first, they were afraid of the storm outside the boat, but now they are afraid of the person inside the boat. Who can tell the wind and the sea what to do? Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried changing the weather? One time when I was traveling in Israel and staying in Tiberias, right on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, suddenly a storm came up. And maybe I was just being silly, or maybe I wanted to be like Jesus and do what he does. But I spoke to the wind and the rain. I stretched up my hands and said, "Peace, be still." But nothing happened. Of course nothing happened. I am just a man. Storms don't listen to me. God is the only one who can tell the sea what to do. The story of Jesus calming the storm brings to mind the story of Exodus. The parting of the Red Sea was the climactic moment of salvation for the people of Israel. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt, but God sent Moses to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. After a series of events, the Israelites found themselves trapped with the sea on one side and the Egyptian army on the other. There was nowhere to go. But just when all hope seemed lost, God told the wind and the sea what to do. The wind and sea heard God's voice and followed his command. After all, they knew the voice of the one who created them, the God who spoke them into existence. And the sea was parted, and the Israelites walked through on dry ground to safety. Jesus' disciples would have known this Exodus story well. No doubt this would have come to mind when the wind and the sea astonishingly obeyed Jesus' command. The only person whom the wind and the waves obey is God himself. Right here, in this moment, the disciples are faced with the fact that God is in their midst. They can no longer see Jesus just as a teacher, a prophet, or a healer. Jesus is all those things and more. He is somehow God in the flesh. God is right before their eyes as a person. They can see him, hear him, and touch him. The disciples are terrified at this amazing experience of seeing Jesus do what only God can do. And they ask, "Who is this?" That's a very good question. And it's a question we need to wrestle with too. I've been journeying with a guy who has had a lot of interest in various forms of spirituality, and he has recently been exploring the Christian faith. He is looking at Jesus and asking, "Who is this?" He's come up with different ideas. Maybe Jesus was the person who got closest to God in history. Maybe Jesus lived a life of love like no one else before. Maybe Jesus is a model for how we can all be in relationship with God. This guy is trying to make sense of Jesus, but at some point he needs to deal with this story and other stories like it that show that Jesus is not only human, but also God. The disciples experienced something and had to make sense of it. What do you do when you are in a sinking boat and Jesus tells the wind and the sea what to do? Who is Jesus if he can do what only God can do? Who is this? The year 2020 has been quite the storm, and we're all in the same boat. But look who's in the boat with us. God loved the world so much that he decided to get in the boat with all of humanity. He continues to join us in our struggles, suffering, and sense of hopelessness. Jesus is with us even now. The Holy Spirit makes Jesus present to us. We can't physically see him, touch him, and hear him like the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, but he is with us still. He hears us, he speaks to us, and he cares. Will you have faith in him during this storm? Let's pray. Jesus, all of us might be handling this storm in different ways. We might be trying to take charge or trembling in fear. We might be working to fix things or barely hanging on. Whatever we have been doing so far, would you draw near to us and ask us about our faith? Would you act so that we are left asking, "Who is this?" Would you be the same calmer of the storm today as you were on the Sea of Galilee? We need you, Lord, and we know that you care. Help us to trust you. Amen.